This is the MPSM SPM Trial Listening Test 2024. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any question now because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will listen to a conversation about a Mother's Day gift.
Hey, Adrielle, have you thought about what to get your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah, I want to get her something special, but I'm a bit short on cash.
Well, I heard there's a local community center looking for volunteers for a one-day event. We could sign up and earn a bit of money that way.
That's a great idea. Do you know how much they pay?
I'm not sure, but it's for a good cause, and we get the satisfaction of helping others, and of course, we can use the money we earn to buy something nice for our moms.
Perfect. I'm sure our moms will appreciate the effort we put into finding a thoughtful gift.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Adrielle, have you thought about what to get your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah, I want to get her something special, but I'm a bit short on cash.
Well, I heard there's a local community center looking for volunteers for a one-day event. We could sign up and earn a bit of money that way.
That's a great idea. Do you know how much they pay?
I'm not sure, but it's for a good cause, and we get the satisfaction of helping others, and of course, we can use the money we earn to buy something nice for our moms.
Perfect. I'm sure our moms will appreciate the effort we put into finding a thoughtful gift.
Question 2. You will listen to a voicemail about canceling a dinner.
Hey, it's Hisham. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to let you know that I won't be able to make it to our dinner date on Friday. Something unexpected came up with my family, and I need to be there for them. I'm really sorry about this, and I hope you understand. Can we reschedule for next week? I was really looking forward to our dinner, and I hope we can make it work. Let me know when you get a chance. Thanks and sorry again.
Now, listen again.
Hey, it's Hisham. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to let you know that I won't be able to make it to our dinner date on Friday. Something unexpected came up with my family, and I need to be there for them. I'm really sorry about this, and I hope you understand. Can we reschedule for next week? I was really looking forward to our dinner, and I hope we can make it work. Let me know when you get a chance. Thanks and sorry again.
Question 3. You will listen an article about Orang Asli.
Orang Asli is the official name for the oldest inhabitants of Peninsular Malaysia, who make up only 0.6% of the total population of this country. The estimated 150,000 Orang Asli people form 18 tribes divided into three subgroups. The languages spoken by the Orang Asli can be grouped into two, the Aslian language and the Aboriginal Malay languages. The Orang Asli are also fluent in the Malay language, the official language of Malaysia.
Now listen again.
Orang Asli is the official name for the oldest inhabitants of Peninsular Malaysia, who make up only 0.6% of the total population of this country. The estimated 150,000 Orang Asli people form 18 tribes divided into three subgroups. The languages spoken by the Orang Asli can be grouped into two, the Aslian language and the Aboriginal Malay languages. The Orang Asli are also fluent in the Malay language, the official language of Malaysia.
Question 4. You will listen about how James spends his time.
Dear James, I just spoke to your brother and he seemed very worried for you. He told me that you spend a lot of time playing video games and watching television. I think you are wasting a lot of valuable time. You should spend more time revising and preparing for the SPM exam, which is only about 2 months away. Why don't you do more reading and do outdoor activities to stay healthy? Please do something positive so you don't regret later.
Now listen again.
Dear James, I just spoke to your brother and he seemed very worried for you. He told me that you spend a lot of time playing video games and watching television. I think you are wasting a lot of valuable time. You should spend more time revising and preparing for the SPM exam, which is only about 2 months away. Why don't you do more reading and do outdoor activities to stay healthy? Please do something positive so you don't regret later.
Question 5. You will listen about Mrs. Lim's request to the council.
I am a resident of Taman Petaling, and my children and her friends are frequent users of the playground. Unfortunately, I find that lately, the residents have started throwing rubbish indiscriminately. There are no litter bins around the playground, and the playground is infested with flies and mosquitoes. There is also a constant foul smell in the area. I hope the council will look into this matter and impose fines on people caught littering.
Now listen again.
I am a resident of Taman Petaling, and my children and her friends are frequent users of the playground. Unfortunately, I find that lately, the residents have started throwing rubbish indiscriminately. There are no litter bins around the playground, and the playground is infested with flies and mosquitoes. There is also a constant foul smell in the area. I hope the council will look into this matter and impose fines on people caught littering.
Question 6. You will listen about Prima Children's Home.
The Prima Children's Home is having a food and games carnival from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on November 20th in conjunction with World Children's Day at its premises in Puchong. Companies and individuals are invited to take up stalls to sell food and organize games for a good cause. The home also seeks donation in cash and kind. For further information, please call Leah at 03-2310-978.
Now listen again.
The Prima Children's Home is having a food and games carnival from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on November 20th in conjunction with World Children's Day at its premises in Puchong. Companies and individuals are invited to take up stalls to sell food and organize games for a good cause. The home also seeks donation in cash and kind. For further information, please call Leah at 03-2310-978.
Question 7. You will listen about flood.
Floods have hit certain areas in the east coast of Peninsular Malaysia. The week-long monsoon rains devastated fishing villages along the coast and made many residents homeless. Authorities say that more than 200 people were injured and 10 people lost their lives. Among the dead were two children who were swept away by the flood waters.
Now listen again.
Floods have hit certain areas in the east coast of Peninsular Malaysia. The week-long monsoon rains devastated fishing villages along the coast and made many residents homeless. Authorities say that more than 200 people were injured and 10 people lost their lives. Among the dead were two children who were swept away by the flood waters.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear an article on allergy. For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 1 minute to look at part two. Now, listen carefully.
The Malaysian Society of Allergy and Immunology estimates that at least 1 in 3 Malaysians suffers from some sort of allergy. When a body reacts to substances in the environment that are harmless to most people, it is considered to be an allergic reaction. These harmless substances, which can cause an allergic reaction, are known as allergens. Dust, pollen, plants, medications, foods, insect bites, viruses, or bacteria are some common allergens. Allergic reactions can be a simple runny nose or blocked nose, watery eyes, itch, rashes, or even difficulty in breathing caused by eczema, contact dermatitis, asthma, or consumption of a trigger food. Although not fatal, it can affect the quality of life. Allergies are a rising medical trend worldwide. How does a person prevent allergic reactions from occurring? The first way is to avoid certain allergens. It requires a lot of education, discipline, and habit changes, not only by the patient, but also the patient's family. The second way is called pharmacotherapy, which includes nasal steroids. This treatment has a lot of side effects like dryness, which after long-term use leads to thinning of the nasal mucosa, which can trigger bleeding or infections. The third method of treatment is with leukotriene inhibitors, which is not encouraged due to its severe side effects. The herb Astragalus membranaceus has been found to be a new treatment for allergy. It has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for years as an energizing tonic and for boosting the immune system. According to researchers, treatment using this root extract works best when begun a month before exposure to the allergen or allergy season as a preventive measure. Patients need to take the treatment as long as there is exposure to the allergen. Those who have perennial or constant allergies can also start the treatment at any time until they are no longer at risk of being exposed to the allergen. Apple cider vinegar is an age-old remedy which has been used for allergy relief. The theory is that it reduces mucus production and cleanses the lymphatic system, making it useful for allergy prevention.
Now listen again.
The Malaysian Society of Allergy and Immunology estimates that at least 1 in 3 Malaysians suffers from some sort of allergy. When a body reacts to substances in the environment that are harmless to most people, it is considered to be an allergic reaction. These harmless substances, which can cause an allergic reaction, are known as allergens. Dust, pollen, plants, medications, foods, insect bites, viruses, or bacteria are some common allergens. Allergic reactions can be a simple runny nose or blocked nose, watery eyes, itch, rashes, or even difficulty in breathing caused by eczema, contact dermatitis, asthma, or consumption of a trigger food. Although not fatal, it can affect the quality of life. Allergies are a rising medical trend worldwide. How does a person prevent allergic reactions from occurring? The first way is to avoid certain allergens. It requires a lot of education, discipline, and habit changes, not only by the patient, but also the patient's family. The second way is called pharmacotherapy, which includes nasal steroids. This treatment has a lot of side effects like dryness, which after long-term use leads to thinning of the nasal mucosa, which can trigger bleeding or infections. The third method of treatment is with leukotriene inhibitors, which is not encouraged due to its severe side effects. The herb Astragalus membranaceus has been found to be a new treatment for allergy. It has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for years as an energizing tonic and for boosting the immune system. According to researchers, treatment using this root extract works best when begun a month before exposure to the allergen or allergy season as a preventive measure. Patients need to take the treatment as long as there is exposure to the allergen. Those who have perennial or constant allergies can also start the treatment at any time until they are no longer at risk of being exposed to the allergen. Apple cider vinegar is an age-old remedy which has been used for allergy relief. The theory is that it reduces mucus production and cleanses the lymphatic system, making it useful for allergy prevention.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about eco-friendly activities. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now, listen carefully. Speaker 1.
I observed World Cleanup Day in September with a group of friends. We decided to clean up a recreational park by plogging, that is, jogging cum picking trash. Our target was to plog along the track up to the summit of the 500-meter hill. It was quite challenging as the slope was quite steep. As we went along, we picked up plastic bottles, junk food wrappers, plastic sheets, old shoes, and papers. I just wonder how the joggers or picnickers could be so irresponsible or uncaring. After some 3 hours, we came down with 10 garbage bags of trash, many of which were recyclable.
Speaker 2.
World Animal Day is observed on the 4th of October throughout the world. It aims to raise awareness of the well-being of animals and protection of their habitat. I took part in a poster contest held in conjunction with World Animal Day. I painted some wildlife in their natural habitat. I earnestly hope that the public will be proactive by boycotting wildlife skin or other animal-related products. I pray that the authorities will come down hard on poachers.
Speaker 3.
Do you know what is Arbor Day? It is a day when individuals and groups are encouraged to plant trees. It is observed throughout the world to raise awareness of trees and the important role that they play in our environment. The day is celebrated on different dates around the world depending on local climate. Normally, it is celebrated on the fourth Sunday of April. Deforestation has been going on at such a rapid rate that it has become a big environmental issue. Trees can no longer be taken for granted, and it is important that we all learn more about trees and the role that they play in order to fully appreciate their place in our environment.
Speaker 4.
International Orangutan Day is celebrated on the 19th of August. It is aimed at guaranteeing the survival of orangutan for generations to come. Awareness campaigns have been launched to urge the public as well as the authorities to conserve the habitats of orangutan at all costs. As it is, too much deforestation has taken place at a rapid rate, causing the loss of habitats of wildlife. This, in turn, will lead to the extinction of the charming human-like orangutan. We must put a stop to it.
Speaker 5.
We observe World Environment Day on the 5th of June. We help to carry out awareness campaigns organized by various groups. We hope that the public will be vigilant in reporting environmental crimes and pollution to the relevant authorities. We should be in unity fight for the protection and conservation of fishing grounds, hills and forests. Rivers are an important source of water. Therefore, we should raise public awareness of river management and conservation. This is to prevent floods too. It is heartening that Malaysians have been taught the value of protecting our natural resources and to conserve them as much as possible.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
I observed World Cleanup Day in September with a group of friends. We decided to clean up a recreational park by plogging, that is, jogging cum picking trash. Our target was to plog along the track up to the summit of the 500-meter hill. It was quite challenging as the slope was quite steep. As we went along, we picked up plastic bottles, junk food wrappers, plastic sheets, old shoes, and papers. I just wonder how the joggers or picnickers could be so irresponsible or uncaring. After some 3 hours, we came down with 10 garbage bags of trash, many of which were recyclable.
Speaker 2.
World Animal Day is observed on the 4th of October throughout the world. It aims to raise awareness of the well-being of animals and protection of their habitat. I took part in a poster contest held in conjunction with World Animal Day. I painted some wildlife in their natural habitat. I earnestly hope that the public will be proactive by boycotting wildlife skin or other animal-related products. I pray that the authorities will come down hard on poachers.
Speaker 3.
Do you know what is Arbor Day? It is a day when individuals and groups are encouraged to plant trees. It is observed throughout the world to raise awareness of trees and the important role that they play in our environment. The day is celebrated on different dates around the world depending on local climate. Normally, it is celebrated on the fourth Sunday of April. Deforestation has been going on at such a rapid rate that it has become a big environmental issue. Trees can no longer be taken for granted, and it is important that we all learn more about trees and the role that they play in order to fully appreciate their place in our environment.
Speaker 4.
International Orangutan Day is celebrated on the 19th of August. It is aimed at guaranteeing the survival of orangutan for generations to come. Awareness campaigns have been launched to urge the public as well as the authorities to conserve the habitats of orangutan at all costs. As it is, too much deforestation has taken place at a rapid rate, causing the loss of habitats of wildlife. This, in turn, will lead to the extinction of the charming human-like orangutan. We must put a stop to it.
Speaker 5.
We observe World Environment Day on the 5th of June. We help to carry out awareness campaigns organized by various groups. We hope that the public will be vigilant in reporting environmental crimes and pollution to the relevant authorities. We should be in unity fight for the protection and conservation of fishing grounds, hills, and forests. Rivers are an important source of water. Therefore, we should raise public awareness of river management and conservation. This is to prevent floods too. It is heartening that Malaysians have been taught the value of protecting our natural resources and to conserve them as much as possible.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear Horaz and Anur talking about their favorite pastime. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the conversation twice. Now you have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now, listen carefully.
Hey, Anur, what's up?
Not much, just finished reading a chapter from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's such a hilarious series that follows the misadventures of a middle schooler named Greg Heffley as he navigates the challenges of adolescence. It's filled with funny illustrations and relatable situations that make it hard to put down.
Nice. I've heard it's really good. I've been busy playing Roblox lately. It's so addicting.
Roblox? What's that all about?
It's this online platform where you can play games created by other users or even create your own. There's so much to do, from building your own world to competing in different challenges.
That sounds fun. But you also play cricket, right? I remember you won a silver medal in that tournament representing your school in August last year.
Yeah, cricket is my other passion. Just like Roblox, it's all about technique and strategy. I love the thrill of the game, especially when it comes down to the wire.
That's awesome. As for me, besides reading, I'm into hockey. I've been playing since I was a kid. In fact, I travel across states including Perak and Negeri Sembilan for tournaments.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know someone as petite as you are really into hockey. What's your favorite thing about hockey?
I love the speed and intensity of the game. It requires quick thinking and teamwork, just like in cricket. Plus, there's nothing like the feeling of scoring a goal or making a crucial save.
Definitely sounds like a rush. We should try to incorporate some hockey techniques into our cricket game sometime.
That would be interesting. Maybe we can even combine our favorite pastimes and create a new game.
I'm up for it. Let's brainstorm some ideas and make it happen.
Sounds like a plan. But for now, I'm itching to get back to my book. Want to join me?
Sure, why not? It's always fun to dive into a good story. Let's go.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Anor, what's up?
Not much, just finished reading a chapter from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's such a hilarious series that follows the misadventures of a middle schooler named Greg Heffley as he navigates the challenges of adolescence. It's filled with funny illustrations and relatable situations that make it hard to put down.
Nice. I've heard it's really good. I've been busy playing Roblox lately. It's so addicting.
Roblox? What's that all about?
It's this online platform where you can play games created by other users or even create your own. There's so much to do, from building your own world to competing in different challenges.
That sounds fun. But you also play cricket, right? I remember you won a silver medal in that tournament representing your school in August last year.
Yeah. Cricket is my other passion. Just like Roblox, it's all about technique and strategy. I love the thrill of the game, especially when it comes down to the wire.
That's awesome. As for me, besides reading, I'm into hockey. I've been playing since I was a kid. In fact, I travel across states including Perak and Nuggery Sembilan for tournaments.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know someone as petite as you are really into hockey. What's your favorite thing about hockey?
I love the speed and intensity of the game. It requires quick thinking and teamwork, just like in cricket. Plus, there's nothing like the feeling of scoring a goal or making a crucial save.
Definitely sounds like a rush. We should try to incorporate some hockey techniques into our cricket game sometime.
That would be interesting. Maybe we can even combine our favorite pastimes and create a new game.
I'm up for it. Let's brainstorm some ideas and make it happen.
Sounds like a plan. But for now, I'm itching to get back to my book. Want to join me?
Sure, why not? It's always fun to dive into a good story. Let's go.
That is the end of part 4. Now, you have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. All right, time's up. Please stop writing. Your answer sheet will be collected now. Thank you.